For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
They hit you in the face? It looks like your nose might be growing.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Hey guys, how are you?
I think there should be a little bit more to that.
No, I said everything that I usually say.
Those are our names.
Yeah.
Sure.
Those are our names.
I said Eric the Slamilton Hamilton.
The Slamilton of Hamilton.
Yeah.
The Slamilton Hamilton. The pay-per-view prediction Slamilton Hamilton.
Oh, that's why we forgot to announce it on the
record. That's you?
Yeah.
You won?
I did.
You know what? I forgot.
Yeah. While you were busy trying to get it out, get the Saudi money out, I was like, bring it here, baby. Bring it here.
Well, we just didn't announce it because we didn't think you'd be, you know, like maybe you, like John Cena or Daniel Bryan wouldn't accept it.
Oh, yeah, fuck no. I totally accept this prestigious title.
Hey, Andrew.
You have no morals? What?
Look at the blind squirrel finally getting his nut.
Yeah.
I like how Joe's always like, oh, this title doesn't mean shit.
It means everything.
Except when he wins.
When it. I have it.
Yeah. And then it means nothing.
It doesn't mean.
Like the Miz.
Like the Miz.
Yeah. When someone else has the IC title, it's like, who cares?
Wait a minute. Am I the Miz?
You are.
Done.
Awesome.
I can't go back.
What is what?
I came to play.
I came to play.
Oh, I never knew that was even the line.
Yeah.
He came to play.
I came to play. That's the price to pay.
We didn't come to play.
Shutting up
Chama your mothers. Chama nama hama nama
hi. Yeah.
No, it's time to get down on your knees. I know that part.
What?
I never knew the beginning. It was like, I thought it was just like, I came for things to say because I've got to say.
I came to say. Maybe it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone transcribed the lyrics to the Mrs.
Yeah. We can't use Google. We don't know how to Google.
We don't know what a Google is.
So how long are you going to keep that title for, Eric?
Is
it going to be like a Sasha Banks reign?
Probably.
Can I guarantee he will not be holding that in 2 weeks?
Ooh. You know, I was going to pick with, you know, the old heart for Survivor Series.
Ooh, big mistake.
Big fucking mistake.
Yeah, don't do that.
Going with this.
That's
I'm going to look at every odd cheat. I'm going to look at every spoiler, rumor. I'm going to win.
I'm
going to shove it in Joe's face.
I haven't looked at odds in a long time.
And keep the title.
And they're always wrong anyway. So.
Yeah,
that's why.
There. Yes.
So you are the new pay-per-view prediction champion.
Congrats.
That's true.
And as you know, all of our pay-per-view recaps are on Patreon.
Yeah. Mm.
And now...
Oh, my God.
12 new people.
Look, I become champion, 12 new patrons.
12 new patrons.
That's what happened.
I think, like...
That is a fact.
Like, 6, 7, or 8 of you rejoined, so thank you to those people who came back.
Yeah.
But we have to thank these 12 new people, and they are.
I never sit in this position.
Please, you could...
This is a tough one.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Holmes. Joe Van Maldergem.
Joe.
Craig Lamont.
Thank you, Craig.
Nicole Conniolian.
Thank you, Nicole.
That's the exact pronunciation. Cody Stevens.
Thank you, Cody.
Alyssa Reed.
Thanks, Alyssa.
Evaniel Sejo.
Thanks, Evaniel.
Tripper Perch.
Awesome.
Trevor Triple Wells.
Yep. Sorry, go ahead.
Trevor Wells McMullock.
Nice job, Trevor.
Joel Phillips.
Welcome, Joel.
Lachlan Hind.
Hey, Lachlan.
That's how he says it.
It's in the Ballot Club.
And Bradley Tipton.
All right, Bradley.
So, boom.
That's 12.
That's a bunch of winners.
Bunch of winners.
How many mispronunciations do you think those, like, half the names?
Over under 1.5, I'm taking the under.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I'm going to say the first thing that they probably go for is the crown jewel recap. What do you think the second thing they should go for is?
Ooh. I don't know anymore.
What was our last bracket?
The music bracket.
Music bracket was all right. The heinous crimes bracket was good.
I thought the music bracket was really great.
I have non-wrestling fans that listen to that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
I also thought the crime bracket was really good.
Crime bracket was great.
Check out the WWE draft.
That could have been our best.
That was a lot of fun.
God.
Because we fantasy booked pay-per-views. Yeah.
So I'm going to recommend the draft.
Okay.
And of course, no holds barred.
No holds barred. Andrew, what do you recommend?
Check out the crime bracket. Everyone seems to love the brackets the most. So.
Yeah.
It seems brackets. Like going forward, that'll be our most
most popular.
You know, like that'll be what we do the most for the special episodes. Yeah. Brackets.
They're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't done like a classic show in a while, but
yeah we could. Yeah, we could do one of those too. But just go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Just try it out. $5 one time. See if it's worth it.
$5.
Everyone else seems to like it.
$5. It'll make you holler.
Yeah. No contract.
With laughter.
Something like that. So Raw starts with most of the superstars standing on the stage.
Oh, someone passed away?
Yeah,
I think so.
I hate when they do this. It looks like they're all in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Like just stand in a line and stand there and the teacher's going to come and tell you what to do.
Peace and quiet.
Right. I hear Zack Ryder was on that stage.
He was. He tweeted about it.
I didn't see him on TV, but I saw his social media posts about it.
Yeah. Right.
Where he was like, look, I was on the side. I hope my parents are watching. And then and then Cody comments... This is a real post.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure they're friends.
Cody, bring him to the indie circuit, my friend.
Yeah.
Maybe Zack Ryder blindly signed like a 10-year fucking contract.
For like $50,000 a year.
$50,000.
No merch.
Yep.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I think merch was the only thing going for him for a while.
Yeah.
Internet champion.
And his YouTube channel, which I think they shut it down on him. Like, you can't do this.
Is it shut down?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think he posts on it as much.
No, because he's busy. He has a podcast now.
Oh, really?
Toys. So anyways, Baron Corbin comes to the ring with security surrounding it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They remind us what happened in the Universal Championship match at Crown Jewel. The match was so short that they actually replay every single move.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a Brock Lesnar special.
The five F5s
and
the boots that Braun gave to Lesnar.
How much money do you think Brock Lesnar made a second in that match?
Per second? How long was it? It was like a two-minute match.
2 or 3 minutes.
$24,000 a second.
Something like that, yeah, because he probably made like, what, $5 million?
Well, I think he's...
Not for one match.
I think he's made
Saudi money.
He's made, according to
Saudi,
Forbes
right.
or whatever. Oh, Saudi money. That's right. Saudi
money.
Oh, like $10 million then. Yeah.
Yes. $50,000 a second.
Yeah. Maybe.
It would be way more than that, to be honest.
Yeah. It's insane.
It's hard to say, really, but yeah. So Corbin says Lesnar had a very dominating performance. He then moves on to Survivor Series, which I don't know if you guys know this, but it's the one night a year.
The one and only.
I wasn't sure until they said it.
When Raw SmackDown compete in head-to-head competition.
Yeah.
In case you guys didn't know that.
The only time.
That didn't happen at Crown Jewel.
No.
Nope.
Shane versus Ziggler. So Corbin then mentions Lesnar versus Styles, Ronda versus Becky, the men's Survivor Series match, the women's Survivor Series match. And he also mentions Shane stealing the Best in the World trophy and says Stephanie will address that next week on Raw because she's not going to the UK.
She's with her hubby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's all hurt and stuff.
You failed to mention, has it been made official? I mean, it has to be Nakamura or Rollins?
Yeah, it already has.
Okay.
Yeah. So Corbin says once Raw beats SmackDown at Survivor Series, he's sure Stephanie will make him the official GM of Raw. Corbin also announces that he will be the captain of Team Raw for the men. However, he will not compete because he's a pussy.
Jackass.
He names Ziggler, McIntyre, and Braun Strowman as the first three members. I'm sure they'll get along great.
Combustible. Uh-huh.
Corbin then acknowledges that Braun is upset with him, but he needs to learn to respect my authority.
Yeah.
Yep.
He also names Alexa Bliss as the captain for the Raw women's team.
Smart. Smart pick.
And she also won't be wrestling because, you know, she's hurt.
That's too bad.
So Alexa's music hits and she walks to the ring. She's going to choose the team members. She announces that the Riot Squad will face Natalya, Sasha, and Bayley in an Evolution rematch.
Thank God.
You mean a rematch we've seen a million times?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen for like the past 3 months already.
Right.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Bliss is about to announce that the match starts right now, but then Kurt Angle's music hits and he comes to the stage. He says he wants to be on Team Raw for Survivor Series, but Corbin says no dice. Kurt then challenges Corbin to a match tonight, and if Kurt wins, he will be on Team Raw and be the team captain.
Ooh.
Hmm.
So Corbin, without making a but if you lose, you're fired, he's just like, okay, I agree to that match. And he tells Kurt the only way you're going to Survivor Series is if you buy a ticket. And Kurt says the only way you're going to Survivor Series is on crutches after I snap your ankle.
Yeah.
Burn.
So Angle's music hits. He leaves. The crowd chants, you suck at Corbin. They actually got the chant right this time. They said, you suck at someone else.
Right.
Corbin cuts the music, and Alexa's about to say the women's tag match starts right now again, but this time, Strowman comes out. He whoops the security team's ass, and then Corbin retreats up the ramp to the backstage area.
I'm so good he can beat up, you know, security guards, no problem.
Yeah.
But when it comes to any match with any real stipulation, he's useless.
Pretty much.
Fucking.
That first security guard ate a stiff booth.
Oh, yeah. He got kicked back like 9 feet.
He was flying.
That was really nice.
I was like, is this the movie 300?
Hey, he earned his 5 months of WWE Free Network.
Yeah, right?
This is Raw! Right. Yeah, so some of the bad guys try to stop Braun, but it ignites a brawl of all the men on the stage. The women miraculously disappeared. Didn't see
miraculously.
Them.
Miraculously.
And so Corbin's...
Let's get out of here.
Braun's looking for Corbin. But up next we have Natalya, Sasha, and Bayley versus the Riot Squad.
Okay.
That's Kairi Sane in NXT saying,
again. You want to find me at Evolution? Evolution. Evolution?
Right. So before the match, Caruso... Yes.
Okay.
Caruso interviews the good girls backstage, and Natalya says she's wearing her dad's sunglasses to the ring tonight, and she puts them on, and she's all proud of them.
For no reason at all.
At the end of the match, Natalya puts Sarah Logan in the sharpshooter. Ruby grabs the sunglasses, snaps them in half, and then stomps all over them. Natalya starts crying, and the Riot Squad walk to the back laughing at her.
And then the crowd realizes what's happening.
Yeah.
And they count both teams out.
Right. Because Sasha and Bayley also go to the outside to console
Natalya. Which is hilarious.
The match never ended.
No bell.
No bell even rang.
Yeah.
The ref's like, oh, this is horrible. End the match, but don't ring the bell.
He was mad because they're probably like, we need a pair of sunglasses. Who has sunglasses? And the ref was like, I do.
Yeah.
And he's like, those were my $400.
But these are my
sunglasses.
Dad's. I mean, he had hundreds of these, but these were one of
them. He literally gave them out to children every match.
Brett, I think, did that. Did he ever do it?
I don't know.
Probably. What were so special about them? They were just sunglasses.
They're sunglasses.
They're black sunglasses.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, Ruby, took Natalia's father at the funeral and drove away with the casket.
That's true. That would have made for better television.
With Jim Neihart in the casket.
Riding, yeah.
And Natalya on top of the casket.
Right. But no, cat. This match would never happen. This would never happen in a male wrestling match.
No.
The match would continue. It would probably cost the guy the match.
Right.
Yeah.
But once again, WWE treats its females like second-class wrestlers.
Yeah. Making history.
Sound familiar?
Right.
Saudi money.
Making history.
It's just, they treat them like they're babies. Like, oh, the glasses broke. Oh, no.
All right, so here's going to be the finish of the match. Ruby's going to break the glasses. You're going to go out there, and you're literally going to cry about it.
Yes.
You're going to sob. Because someone broke some sunglasses, and you're both counted out.
Then the bully bitches, they're going to walk to the back, and you guys are all going to have like one big hug cry.
Hug, cuddle, cry.
Hug, cry.
Cuddle, right. cry.
Because you're girls. Okay, girls. Okay, girls on three. Ready, nails. Yeah, just horrible.
Next up, we go backstage for Braun Strowman, still looking for Corbin. He goes in a bathroom, opening stalls. He kicks down the last stall, and some random guy's in there, but he's fully clothed.
Fully clothed.
Fully clothed.
Not on the bowl.
Thank God.
Not doing a line of coke. Not doing anything. Not even on his phone. He's like, hey.
Thank God. Thank God. If you came here 30 seconds earlier, you would have seen a huge mess. I mean, diarrhea everywhere.
There and was then shit went, everywhere.
What's that smell?
Dookie.
It's shit. You're in the bathroom.
Dookie. Yeah. Next up, we have Jinder Mahal versus Apollo Crews. There's a lot to talk about this match. Crews wins with a standing moonsault. So next up, Seth Rollins comes out to the ring.
That's about right.
With the Intercontinental Championship around his waist.
Boom.
And both Raw tag titles around his neck.
Yep.
Looking like a boss.
Rollins mentions Corbin helping Brock to win the Universal title and says that makes him sick after everything Roman Reigns worked for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to stop.
People were talking about this on the Facebook group for us that we have. And I mean, it's true. Like, it is sickening. Like, we just got back the title after it being held hostage for a year, and now it's gone again.
But to make it a Roman storyline is ridiculous.
Everything
Roman worked for. Like, how many storylines could be about Roman? Dean turns on Seth. Oh, that's a slap in the face to Roman.
Right.
Corbin helps Lesnar. That's a slap in the face to Roman.
Yeah.
He's gone now. He's not on the show anymore. And they're still shoving him down our throats.
Yeah.
The whole thing is,
it's
you know.
Like, it's like, don't forget about him.
Right.
Could we?
Yeah.
In a week? 2 weeks?
But again, when someone's injured, you don't talk about him for a while. And then when he comes back.
It's a great surprise.
It's a great surprise.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
If you keep mentioning him every week, and then all of a sudden he shows up in a year, it's like, well, yeah.
When he got suspended, the 30-day wellness.
Yeah.
And he was in that title match, and they still treated it like he was on the show.
Yeah, and with constant Roman updates.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So Seth moves on to Ambrose, but he says he doesn't have the bollocks to face him like a man because they're in the UK.
Yeah.
He should call out Renee, like, hey, Renee, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Rollins then says he'd like to defend the tag titles, but it's impossible for one man to do that. Corbin then appears on the TitanTron and says, I think one man can defend the tag titles right now against these guys.
Really?
And then AOP comes out.
Because they wouldn't let Braun Strowman do it at WrestleMania.
No.
He had to get a 10-year-old kid.
Right.
Yeah, and seriously. Then give the titles up the next night.
I didn't like this. Why couldn't Ambrose come and cost him the titles or show up before that?
I thought maybe like Finn Balor.
Do something.
He's I literally have nothing to do.
And the team
that why Finn Balor. Ambrose, I'm sorry, doesn't he get paid?
Yeah.
Like, even in the storyline?
Right.
Like, hey, you have a match.
Yeah, but again, it works because Corbin's a heel GM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's always fucking the baby faces in their faces. AOP comes out. We have Seth Rollins versus the AOP for the Raw Tag titles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seth does really well for a while, but the numbers game catches up. He gets a powerbomb, and AOP hits Seth with a new finishing move.
The numbers game or the numbers game.
Right, thank you.
Yeah.
They hit him with a new finishing move. It's kind of weird, but I don't know. It's better than their clothesline. So they become the new Raw Tag Champs. After the match, Dean Ambrose comes out from the crowd, gets in the ring with a mic in his hand, and he says, you want to know why I did what I did? And Seth asks, like, why? What? Why, Dean? Why'd you do that? But Dean doesn't answer, and he gives Seth some dirty deeds and walks away. Yeah. And then Cole asks Renee, can you shed any light on what's going on? And Renee says, I've tried my best to have any kind of conversation with him about it, but there's no reasoning with him right now. I have no information to provide. It sounds like Renee's in a very, awful marriage.
Abusive,
right, seriously.
Horrible
marriage.
You better shut your mouth, Renee, I swear.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want a reality show of Dean and Renee. Like, evil-ass fucking heel Dean.
And he's just like,
I'm mad.
Yeah, right the whole time.
I don't like Seth.
Where's dinner?
Yeah. You know what would have kind of been like a funny way to end this AOP swap? Match?
Right. You overcooked the steak! It's like a fucking charcoal!
Raging Bull.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
What would have been a funny way to end the match, have Seth retain, AOP goes for the super collider.
Yeah.
And the other guy just runs into the other one because he has no one up there.
I think it would have been cool to have Seth defended for a few weeks.
Right.
Like first give him the Ascension because that's a team he could beat by himself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then have him lose
to AOP.
He
works his way up through all the assholes.
But I guess why is because now the AOP are going to fight the bar at Survivor Series. Yeah.
They need like a legit.
And again, that's heels versus heels.
Right. Well.
It is.
Well, what?
It totally is.
When they do those one-off matches,
sorry,
someone usually emerges as a face.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably the bar.
Do they though?
They won't emerge.
For like one night only.
But who night faces for one night only.
Exactly. But who would emerge?
The bar would definitely be the faces in that match.
Yeah, you would think so. Like, because Cesaro or Sheamus will be crawling for the hot tag.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Because people actually like Cesaro.
Right. Next up, we go backstage where Charlie Caruso asks Corbin, if you aren't running from Braun, why did you set up a makeshift studio in the storage room? Mm. And then Corbin's like, you bitch, you just told everyone where I am. So Braun busts in and beats up more security while Corbin runs away.
Right. Mm.
Next up, Dolph Ziggler comes to the ring. He bitches about Shane McMahon putting himself in the finals of the World Cup. But then we hear a guitar strum because Elias is on the stage.
Oh boy.
And the UK crowd chants, oh, walk with Elias.
Great chant.
Which is fucking awesome.
Top 10 chant.
That's the one. I think the UK, they chant better than the United States. That's one thing they do better. They have better chants.
Right.
Like, that's awesome.
Like, they completely took over the Fandango chant.
Yep.
Yeah, they went ape shit for that one.
What they were doing.
So Elias, I like how even though he's a babyface now, he still makes up the fake stories about how he's best friends with all the musicians.
Yes.
Because he says, I just got off the phone with Liam and Noel Gallagher. I played them a song about you, and they said to me, Elias, if you go out there tonight and play that song, I promise you that Oasis will reunite.
That's so funny.
So Elias plays his song, shitting on Ziggler, and he says, I'm going to show you what WWE stands for. But Ziggler interrupts him and yells, why don't you come in this ring and show me?
Ooh.
So we have Ziggler versus we have Ziggler versus Elias.
Yeah.
And Elias would end up winning with the Drift Away.
Like, clean Ziggler win.
I did not expect this because Ziggler's on the Survivor Series team.
Are we getting a big push from Elias right now?
Right.
I don't know.
That could be amazing.
I don't know.
Elias.
Yeah.
Maybe. I am very excited.
Maybe he'll make the Survivor Series team.
He even said point when they were chanting that thing, he was like, I'm finally getting the respect I deserve.
Right.
And the crowd ate that up.
Yeah.
It's almost like a heel thing to say, but it was great.
Yep. Next up, Ronda Rousey addresses Becky Lynch. Mm-hmm. Ronda puts over Becky for her match at Evolution and says, I respect you, but don't mistake my respect for weakness. She also loves Becky's new attitude, but it's going to take more than a new attitude to beat her.
2 weeks, Becky, until Survivor Series, and I want you to bring all of your angst. I want you to bring all of your rage. I want you to bring all of your pent-up resentment. I want you to bring everything that you got, because I want a challenge.
And you know, Becky, you may say you're the man, but I am the baddest bitch on the planet.
Oh, snap.
No.
This Ronda promo was very forced.
Yeah.
She had the mean face, but it was like awkward mean. It was like, I'm trying to look mean.
Mm.
And again, it was like, if you listen back, like, you can tell she's trying to remember her lines. She's like, 2 weeks until Survivor Series. And it was just bad. Just let her fucking talk. And then just be like, hey, just hype the match. And then just say, I'm the baddest bitch on the planet.
Yeah.
That's it. Just hype the match for like a minute. You don't have to talk much because you're Ronda Rousey. You don't have to talk much.
Right, exactly.
So, but yeah, they still script her shit and it's not good. Then Nia Jax comes out smiling ear to ear and she tells Ronda, after you make Becky Lynch tap out, I'll be waiting for you, champ.
Champ.
And
champ.
Then Ember Moon comes out.
Hey,
Ember
Moon. She lost or something?
No, we have Ember Moon versus Nia Jax.
What? Very good.
Yes.
I like this new thing.
Right? This is fun.
This time, Nia wins clean with a Samoan drop.
Yeah.
Tamina then comes out after the match, stares down Nia.
This has got to be it.
Right. But then she gives Ember Moon a Samoan drop.
Boom.
Nia seems upset at first, but then tells Tamina, turn her over. Tamina
Jesus.
Puts, Tamina, Tamina puts Ember in a Boston Crab while Nia gives Ember Moon multiple elbow drops to the back.
Yeah.
Killing her. Nia and Tamina hug, and then they hold up their arms, and Nia does her pterodactyl scream.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so fucking bad.
Yeah. I did not like this. I thought this was dumb.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, we finally see something.
But now Ronda's going to have to beat two giants.
Yeah.
Gives and she'll still win.
Of course she
sure.
will.
Yeah.
It's Tamina.
I just think it gives them something to do.
What's her rating? Good.
If there's ever tag championships for the girls, then it'd be hard to beat them.
Yeah.
Do you not watch this show, man? Jesus, remember when Big Show and Kane were tag champs?
Yeah, for like 10 years they were tag champs.
Yeah, who'd they get beat by? Fucking like, male cheerleaders.
Remember when beat them?
Yes.
Well, there's five of them.
The Spirit Squad.
Remember when Kalisto beat Braun Strowman in a match?
Yeah.
Remember when Lucha House Party beat The Revival last week?
They're all the same size.
Remember? Hey, hold on. I got these member berries. You should have them.
I just meant, gentlemen, that it would be a formidable challenge, kind of, for Bayley and Sasha.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah,
kind
sure. Of. I bet. Right.
A believable foe.
Mm-hmm. Tell me again about that awesome Tamina record. What's her rating on WWE 2K?
I think like 30.
28?
Really like a 3. Yeah. 3. It says 3.
Just 3.
Is this a typo? No.
Nope.
So backstage, Corbin tells Charlie Caruso that he has an emergency appointment and he has to leave, so he won't be facing Kurt Angle tonight. Kurt will be facing Drew McIntyre instead.
Good sure. move.
Corbin gets in the back of the car as Braun comes outside and he chases him, but Corbin escapes Braun's hands for now.
Just like everybody.
Right. Next up, we have a Revival iPhone promo, and they say that the Lucha House Party is a disgrace to the tag team division, and they're going to send them back to 205 Live, meaning this feud isn't over.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, dear God.
So I tweeted this, and we can check the tape. We can mark this. Lucha House Party will be the ones to beat AOP for the tag titles.
You did say that. You did say that. I'm a little worried about that. Yeah, no. I'll admit.
Because it is the only thing that makes sense on this show.
Oh,
God.
Yeah. I don't know. Good God, Eric.
Why else are they on Raw?
I mean, fuck it. They have Drake. You know what? Fuck them. They have Drake Maverick as a manager. I'm done with AOP.
Yeah.
So they can go fuck themselves.
Oh,
next up, we have Finn Balor versus Bobby Lashley.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Kyrie.
Third week in a row?
Fourth, fifth, maybe.
12th. I think since Lashley's been back.
I don't know why they keep doing this. Why do they keep doing this? Why do they keep giving us the same matches every week?
And why the fuck is Finn still smiling about having this match?
Especially because he keeps winning. Especially since it means nothing.
Nothing.
Nia Ember, nothing. The six woman tag, nothing. This match, nothing. Nothing's on the line.
No, but Alexa was going to keep her eyes on that match.
Nothing.
Pick her team. She should be like, Natty, you cried over some fucking sunglasses.
Obviously,
you're out. You're out. So Leo Rush interferes, so Balor attacks him. Lashley takes advantage of the distraction, hits his finisher, and pins Balor for the win.
Yep.
After the match, Drew McIntyre comes out, stares down Lashley, but Lashley leaves. Drew then helps Balor up.
Wait a minute. This could be the greatest moment in a long time. What's happening here? What's the dynamic?
Was this like a take care of your own situation?
And then...
Hey, what were we just saying? Nothing.
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 He gives him a Claymore kick.
Yeah.
Was this
So Finn feuds with McIntyre?
Was this like a, hey, you're Irish, I'm Scottish, let's...
Obviously.
I thought maybe, like, it was... I wish he would have helped him up and then just left. And they don't even mention it for, like, 3-4 weeks. Like, that was cool. That's a side thing that's on the back of our brains that we don't know what's happening right now with that.
Yeah.
Plant the seeds, let it grow into a plant, then you fuck the plant.
That's right.
That's how it works.
Then burn it with fire.
McIntyre's Scottish, right?
Yes.
And Balor's Irish, for sure?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they're in the
close
UK.
Enough. Right. That's why they did that.
That's why they did nothing, you mean?
Well, he did it because Drew McIntyre's match.
Nothing!
Drew's match is next.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre versus Kurt Angle. Kurt's first match on Raw in 12 years.
Jesus, is that right?
First singles match.
Yeah. Towards the end, Kurt tires out, so McIntyre toys with him. McIntyre offers Kurt his own leg, like, go ahead, try to take me down. Here's my leg. And Kurt goes for it, but McIntyre beats him down. He does the same thing again. But, you know, third time's a charm. McIntyre then grabs Kurt's face, calls him an embarrassment. Kurt gets pissed and takes McIntyre down and puts him in the ankle lock. McIntyre squeals in pain, but eventually gets out of it. Drew then hits Kurt with an angle slam and then makes Kurt tap out to his own ankle lock.
Yeah, what's that about?
Yeah.
Both of his moves and they work?
Yeah. Well, then the announce team says McIntyre might have just ended Kurt Angle's career.
Maybe. If you do your own move to, like, if you get your own move on you and you lose, isn't that a automatic retirement situation?
Isn't that how The Rock retired Stone Cold? He finished him with a stunner?
No.
No.
No way. No, he didn't. He was a rock bottom.
He did a rock bottom.
He did like three stunners.
They would always stun each other and rock bottom each. They would always do each other's moves.
Yeah. Well, The Rock actually wore the vest in that match, which was great.
He did, yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah. But no, he finished Austin off with like a very like slow, methodical rock bottom.
Yeah.
He was like, let me lift you up. Well, he was like, let me lift you up because like Austin was like dead. And then, you know.
Yeah.
And then that, you know, that was a retirement match without them even saying.
Right.
Exactly.
That was a retirement. No one thought that that was Austin's last match.
No.
And then it was.
It was.
He's spoken about him like,
I didn't want to make a big deal about it. I just want to, you know, riding off into the sunset, give Rock the favor back that he gave me.
And would he be leaving?
What?
What did Stone Cold leave? The.
My boots.
The business.
Oh, the business.
The business.
The business. I'm leaving the business.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Lord.
So that's all for Raw. Next up, Paige kicks off SmackDown Live.
Hey, Jay. Looking cute as ever.
Sure.
She
quickly introduces the commissioner and the best in the world.
Huh?
Shane McMahon.
He's the best, Eric.
Yeah.
He's the best.
He's the best 45-year-old.
48, 52.
Yeah. Who's counting?
All white.
You look
hair.
Like you're 60.
Yeah.
I mean, was he the oldest in the tournament?
Sure.
No way.
Easily.
Nope.
No?
I don't know. Kurt Angle? How old is Kurt Angle?
Ooh.
How old is Rey Mysterio? He's been wrestling since I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, no. Rey Mysterio is like in his 40s.
Whatever.
Early 40s.
So here comes your brother comes out.
Here comes your brother.
To mostly booze. Because they're like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
He poses with the trophy, but then says he does not think he's the best in the world and he doesn't deserve the trophy. So he puts it away.
Mm-hmm.
He also says that he only put himself in the match because The Miz got hurt and he had to make sure that SmackDown was a superior brand.
Okay.
I don't know how that makes... You're not even on the roster, Shane, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Shane and Paige then hype Survivor Series. Shane says the team captain for the men is this man, and Daniel Bryan comes out. Daniel's so happy to be the captain, but then out comes a limping Miz, who says him and Shane are co-winners for the best in the world, and then... He says he should be the captain for Survivor Series. So Shane agrees, and he names Daniel and The Miz co-captains, which The Miz is pissed about, but Daniel is thrilled for some reason.
I love working with you, Miz.
Right.
I thought this was kind of cool.
Oh, the rest of it was good.
I like the fact that they were like, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we agreeing?
Huh.
Yeah.
It was kind of neat. I like the dynamic.
So after the commercial, Miz and Daniel are yelling at each other backstage when Shane tells them that they need to work together and they bring the best out of each other. He also tells them they have to pick their three other members tonight. And Miz says, well, I have my first pick right now, Shane McMahon. Shane says, now's not the time to suck my dick. Come on, bro.
He did say that, by the way.
Daniel's like, actually, I'd like to suck your dick as well. It's like those porns where, like, the two women are fighting for the job, so they both fuck the guy.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he still doesn't hire either one of them.
Exactly. Jesus.
And they're like, what the fuck? But we did horrible things to your guy. So Daniel agrees.
I gave you my load. What else do you want?
Daniel agrees with The Miz, and Shane accepts. And then Miz and Daniel feel weird and awkward that they actually got along for a second.
So. Yeah.
Loved it.
So next up, we have The New Day versus The Usos.
Okay! Okay! Okay!
There were a lot of big spots and close calls.
It gets better every single time.
It's getting better when you do it.
I mean, how many is that?
This is the gift that just keeps on.
Can I get one more?
Two, three, hold on. Four rematches.
Can I get it one more time?
No, you'll get it. You'll get it. You'll Hold get, on.
Will yeah, you? Just be patient.
Will it be? I don't know. Oh, now I lost my place. Okay, yeah, we have the New Day versus the Usos. There are a lot of big spots and close calls. In the end, the Usos get the win with a splash off the top rope, making them the captains of the Survivor Series tag team match. I know what you're thinking. What? There's a Survivor Series tag team match?
That is like, somehow is this, just announced?
Is this the first that we've ever heard of this?
Unless they did it in the 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean for the Survivor Series, there was no announcement.
No, there's no announcement.
You all of a sudden go, now they're the captains. You go, of what?
They said it like before the commercial, they said that's what this match was for. But you're like, wait, a tag team match?
They've never done this?
So like,
you sure?
I don't think so.
I thought they did this last
year. So it's going to be like
a 10 on 10? Did they? No, I don't think they did.
Okay.
Did they?
A 10 on... Maybe they have.
No,
they may have because I think the way it worked, it's like a 10 on 10... And then when one member is eliminated, both
they
people
did
go.
No, they did do it last year. Yeah, they totally did. So that's stupid. After the match, the Usos tell the New Day they want them on the Survivor Series team. And the New Day's like, well, there's only three other teams. So, yeah, you have to. I mean, we're all that's left pretty much.
Yeah.
So the New Day accepts. Backstage, The Miz is on the phone with his publicist, asking what talk shows he will be on to promote the Marine Six, but they all want Becky instead. How much you want to bet that Becky doesn't appear on any of those talk shows?
I'll take that bet.
That she doesn't? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course not. Mm. So Daniel then walks up and he tells The Miz
he'll be on some, right?
Becky?
I mean, Becky?
No.
No? Because she's not Rousey?
Because she's heel.
The movie's not in theaters. They don't have made for fucking... They don't have like...
Made
now on
TV.
Home video.
Yeah.
They don't even like make up one. Like, we're here at studios and we're here to interview Becky Lynch.
They'll have an article on
Becky Lynch.
ESPN will do a story on it.
Right. Yeah.
And Bleacher Report.
Yeah. Right.
And Forbes. They'll all do interviews there.
And Yahoo Japan.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
What's wrong with the wrestling?
So Daniel walks up and he tells The Miz, my next pick is Rey Mysterio. Miz tells Daniel Bryan, he tells Daniel that Rey hasn't done anything since returning, but Daniel reminds The Miz that he's beaten Nakamura, Orton, and yourself, Miz.
Haha.
So for the final spot, Daniel suggests that they both pick a superstar, they'll fight each other, and then the winner will have the final spot. Miz agrees, and they both feel weird again.
Ew.
This is like us.
Weird.
Like when we agree on stuff, like especially on a bracket. Pizza?
I agree with pizza.
Wait, what?
What?
Right. So, they're building up some sexual tension. We'll see when they fuck. Next up, Becky Lynch comes to the ring to talk more shit about Ronda. And Becky says Ronda's victories have come easy so far because she hasn't been tested yet. Becky also says, I wasn't meant to be the main event, but here I am. I wasn't meant to be the talk of the entire industry, but here I am.
Give me more Becky Lynch.
Okay,
I can't get enough of this.
Yeah.
Here's some more.
You got it.
You say I should be happy because I have your respect. I have your respect. Well, come Survivor Series, Ronda, you're going to find out that it's not your respect that I'm coming after. It's your arm. And I don't care if you're the baddest bitch on the planet because I'm going to make you mine.
Oh, please.
Oh.
Can we, are we recording Eric. This? Are we recording
again.
This?
Again.
Eric, I mean, this I'm is disappointed. Amazing. Where are your air horns?
Yeah.
Where are the air horns?
I'm too flabbergasted to air horn. Oh my God, Becky.
Andrew's like, excuse me.
So Becky's about to leave, but she says she wants a fight right now. So is there anyone back there brave enough to step up to the champ?
Oh, was there?
Oh, you didn't know?
This was amazing.
So the lights go out.
Yep.
We hear the helicopters. Mm. Sanity's music hits.
Yes.
Eric Young, Alexander Wolf, and Killian Dane come out to the stage.
Yep.
Young points to the back.
Yes.
And Nikki Cross comes out.
Oh. Amazing.
Nikki gets in the ring, grabs Becky's mic, and says,
I'll play with you, Becky.
I'll play with you. And I, the only thing I was upset about is I was like, Nikki's got to lose her first match. But this was amazing.
It was.
And again, they're blowing something so good on SmackDown. And the only reason... I hate to complain about having the same matches every week and then say that they blow a good match. That doesn't make sense, right? You have to have some good matches.
Right.
But I say that just knowing that the pay-per-view will be bad. So why are these type of matches on SmackDown and then the pay-per-view will be garbage?
Yeah.
That's what upsets me.
Okay. That's fair enough.
So I love Nikki Cross and this was fun.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, Becky makes Nikki tap to the disarmer. I feel Nikki's too crazy to tap out. Like, Becky should have done something.
Break it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like, Nikki would never tap out in NXT.
Yeah.
She should have hit her with something else and pinned her, you know?
Yeah.
Like, use the turnbuckle or some bullshit. I don't know.
Right.
Backstage, The Miz is taking a pic, which Daniel tries to photobomb. Daniel tells The Miz that his choice is Jeff Hardy, and The Miz says, well, my guy always comes through in the clutch.
Zing.
And then Samoa Joe walks up and says,
Cobra clutch.
Joe says, may the best man win. Next up, we have Rey Mysterio versus Andrade Cien Almas with
For the first time ever.
No Zelina Vega ringside.
Yeah, what was this about? Andrew, explain now.
So Tom Phillips said that Vega isn't here because she's doing other managerial duties for Almas. Like what? His laundry?
What are these duties? Cooking duties.
Cleaning his duties.
Laundry duties.
Cleaning his duties.
Yeah.
Picking up the chips duties. I love all of my priestly duties.
I don't know.
We have to do Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
It's settled.
So, of course, Rey wins with the 619 and a splash. But
Bulica, Bulica.
After the match, RKO out of nowhere.
Literally.
So, what's Randy doing at Survivor Series?
Just RKOing people randomly. Yeah.
Maybe he'll RKO Lesnar.
He might.
You know what he should do, like, the APA and be like, RKO for hire. Hey, you pay me, I'll RKO whoever the fuck you want.
That, oh my God.
That'd be amazing.
That would be the most amazing thing.
And I'll...
Hey.
And then he becomes like Batman, you'd be like, and he'd be like, and I'll do it out of nowhere. And you turn to him, you go, well, actually, Randy, well done.
Yeah.
And then he turns the other way and he gets RKO.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But I paid you.
That'd be cool.
It would.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Some fans tweeted us because WWE Careers on Twitter was like, we're looking for new writers.
Yeah.
So we had like five tweets like, hey, guys. And it's like, first of all, I've been down that road before. I've applied many times in the past.
Really?
I've applied, but you're not going to get a writer job in the WWE with no professional writing, previous
exactly.
professional writing experience.
Yeah.
But I should apply again and put that on the resume. Just put RKO for hire.
Crazy, yeah.
There's my resume.
Crazy Steve, about 10 years ago, got to like round two of that process. Because I guess he had a little bit of writing experience from what he did before when we met in LA. And he sent them like something that he said was going to happen. He ran it by me. I helped him write it, actually. Mm-hmm. And then it happened that night on Raw. And he's like, not that they copied him, it would have been too quick of a turnaround.
Yeah.
But he's like, hey, just following up, looks like we're on the same page. I guess that's good. Never heard from them again.
No. Right.
But
you could use this show as a writing credit. You write the show.
Yeah, but again, still. Did he have any previous writing experience?
He did. I forget what he wrote for, but he was like a copywriter for like a couple of reality shows back in
then?
The 90s, yeah.
What reality shows were there? I remember like Survivor being like the first one.
If you're listening, Steve, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's very interesting, obviously. But anyways, moving on. Backstage, Daniel accuses The Miz of sending Orton out there. Like, I guess that was an RKO for hire.
Yeah.
But Miz says, Randy RKO'd me last week. I don't want to, you know, talk to Randy Orton.
That was funny. Yeah.
And they then argue about who's going to win between Joe and Jeff. And then next up, AJ Styles cuts a backstage promo about going head-to-head with Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series. And AJ said, last year I gave Lesnar everything I had and it wasn't enough. But this year will be different. I will beat Lesnar at Survivor Series. That's not a prediction. That's a spoiler.
This year will be different because I'll be wearing a blue t-shirt.
He was blue last year.
Rocky wins the sequel. Yeah.
No, how did he not say that?
Yeah.
How did he not say that?
I said it last year.
They must have forgotten that he said that.
Or they changed their plans and Lesnar's going over.
But he can still say it.
Right. Hey, RKO for hire.
RKO for hire.
Boom.
Next up, Paige announces the women's SmackDown team for Survivor Series. So
check
first,
this out.
First, Carmella and R-Truth come out.
Sure, R-Truth's
so,
part of the
R-Truth's
team.
On the team.
Yeah. He's on the team, actually. Yeah. Next, Naomi gives 1% of the audience a seizure.
Yep.
Yes.
I looked that up.
Couple former champions so far.
Okay.
Next, this has got to be even better. Who is it?
Sonya Deville.
Winless.
Never won a single match.
Doesn't win.
I mean, pretty much.
Ever.
Is this what SmackDown has to offer?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Next up, Asuka. She also never wins.
Oh, yeah.
No.
She's on the team,
she
too.
She used to.
She's a hoozah.
Finally, Paige announces Charlotte Flair, who turned Paige down last week. So
you
like,
knew she wasn't coming out.
What?
Yeah.
So Charlotte's music hits, but no Queen. Eventually, Mandy's music hits and says, not the blonde you ordered, but surprise.
Great line.
Yeah.
Great line.
She should have said, not the blonde you ordered, but the one you know you want.
Sure.
So Mandy's upset that
but
Paige...
the one you deserve. Yeah. The one you deserve.
If you wanted a hot blonde, then you're going to love me. So anyways, Mandy's upset that Paige chose Sonya over herself because I eliminated Sonya in the Battle Royal at Evolution.
Hmm.
Mandy then insults the rest of the women in the ring and asks Naomi... if anyone's feeling the glow anymore, like your husband, Jimmy.
Ooh.
What is she saying? Like, your pussy doesn't work anymore?
She is.
Your pussy's all dried up. What are you going to do about it, bitch?
Doesn't glow anymore.
It doesn't glow. So Naomi punches Naomi, and they eventually punches Mandy.
Oh.
And eventually they get separated.
Sure.
Mandy and Sonya just stare each other down, and then Mandy leaves, like... what the fuck? Who cares about that?
So Mandy and Sonya are going to have this great feud that no one cares about.
Are they, though? No way.
And Sonya
there's
will
no
lose.
Room for that on these shows. No way.
Not even a
there's
pre-card.
No room.
No.
There
really
the SmackDown isn't. Matches get on main event?
I don't know. Sure. Right?
Right?
I think that's just Kurt Hawkins' show.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently it's Bobby Roode's now.
I think Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, I think that's their show just to promote their podcast.
Probably. Yeah.
I think it's the only reason that show still exists.
Yeah. Let this sink in.
They started fighting recently, too.
Bobby Roode and Chad Gable lost.
On main event.
To the Revival on main event.
Like this
I don't
week.
Think the Revival's as bad because you're just furthering their storyline, but just the fact that they lost on main event.
Lost on main event.
But yet they beat AOP in the Ascension last week.
Right.
Yeah.
And AOP gets the title shot because Corbin's a heel.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
also okay. Rude's paired up with an idiot.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Gable will be a heel soon, or Rude.
It'll probably be Gable.
I mean,
and,
cross your fingers.
And Gable will go over him.
You just got to hope one of them turns.
Turn.
So that they could end this horrible tag team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So finally for the main event, we have Jeff Hardy versus Samoa Joe. And just for Eric, you know what? If you watched TNA back in the day, then this would make sense.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So in the match, Jeff hits the Twist of Fate, goes for the Swanton Bomb, but Joe puts his knees up. Joe then locks in the Coquina Clutch
Coquina.
And Jeff... taps immediately.
Immediately.
He's like, you know what? I don't even want
to
do this.
I'm going
fucking
to the farm.
I don't want Survivor Series.
I don't survive.
Randy's taught me how to give no fucks.
I'm not a survivor.
Yeah.
So Joe then gets right in Daniel's face. So Daniel punches him.
Perfectly good heel move.
Heel move.
Yeah.
They end up in the ring and Daniel's about to put Joe in the yes lock, but Miz breaks it up. He's like, Miz is actually like, hey, come on, we can't fight. We're all going to be a team.
Why can't we be friends?
Yeah.
He's like, come on, stop it. So Daniel... punches Miz in the face.
Yes.
Shane then runs out and grabs Daniel, but he thinks it's Joe, so Daniel gives Shane a judo flip.
A Rousey flip.
Whoa. But that's Ronda Rousey's move.
Oh.
That's Ronda Rousey's only move. That's what Ronda Rousey does.
Why would he steal her only move?
Ronda Rousey does that.
Yeah.
Does that. Ronda Rousey does that.
Daniel then realizes it's Shane. He's like, oh my God. And he walks to the back. How can this team coexist?
There's no way. They're all going to fight the whole time.
But the other team, how can they coexist?
They won't. They'll fight the whole time.
What about the women? How can they coexist?
How could they?
What about all those tag teams? How are they going to coexist?
How has anyone coexisted for the history of Survivor Series?
How are the Jews and the Palestinians going to coexist?
How do we coexist?
How do they have enough tag teams for Survivor Series?
I know.
They don't.
No.
You have to put the Ascension in there.
So let's see.
For sure.
So SmackDown's going to have to be the Usos, the New Day.
All three. You already know that. There's Sanity. Wait, hold on. Sanity if you want them.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
the Colognes.
That's eight.
They're still around, I think.
They're on the payroll.
They're going to make the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Who else?
Who else is a tag team?
That's it. Man. It's eight, nine, ten, whatever.
They got to have five teams, though, so there's going to be five somewhere.
Five teams?
Unless
five
they... Teams.
On each
Unless on they each add team. In Kofi and Killian Dane.
Kofi?
Like 2 3-man teams.
No. Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. They could do
that's
that.
That's what I just said. Yeah.
Freebird.
Raw, you have...
AOP.
No, AOP's fighting the bar.
Oh, that's right. So
they haven't announced anything
so
for them.
So the Revival.
Revival.
Lucha House Party.
Lucha House Party.
That's why they were brought on the fucking show.
Yeah.
So they could be on Survivor Series. Good God in
Rude
heaven.
And Gable.
Rude and Gable will have a little spat.
Yeah.
Spat.
The B-Team.
B-Team.
Yeah, Raw's losing. All right.
Oh, my God. Horribly.
And then Fandango. Or
might be a clean sweep.
Tyler Breeze with a cutout of Fandango.
Sure.
No, he'll have his comeback. He'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who knows? How long has he been out? Like, I don't know. 5 years? How long has he been out?
Yeah, 5 years.
Long enough.
Hey, guys, before we get to awards, the three of us have a special announcement.
Mm.
Hey,
yeah. Yeah.
Hey, going to WrestleMania next year?
WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
NYC. New York City.
New York City,
City
baby.
That never sleeps, and neither are we.
That's like a, what, 3-4 hour flight?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
What?
You know what luggage we use to travel through the airports and make it to WrestleMania? We use the innovative people at Away.
Mm, we use them.
We do. Away makes first-class luggage at a coach price. Ooh. It all started when two friends from New York were stuck at JFK with dead phones, delayed flights, and a bright idea, luggage with power.
That sounds amazing.
It does.
The interior of the luggage features a patent-pending compression system, so you can bring as many wrestling t-shirts as you want, Eric.
You mean bring back as many wrestling t-shirts as I want?
That too. It also has 4 360-degree spinner wheels for the smoothest of rides, a TSA-approved combination lock, and a removable laundry basket to separate your dirty clothes.
Very
which
nice.
Is fantastic.
But the best part is the cell phone charger. No more fighting for a spot at the charging station, because now your luggage will charge your phone for you.
That is some like high-tech stuff. Like, we're in 2018. Away luggage is in 2036.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
One of the big things that me and Andrew ran into when we went to the Rumble is we used our phones the whole flight.
Oh, yeah.
And we had dead batteries by the time we got to the show. With this luggage, not a problem.
Now we can charge our phone on the way to the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's right.
That's awesome. Yeah. They also have a lifetime warranty, so if anything breaks, they'll fix or replace it for you for life.
For life.
For life.
They also give you a 100-day trial, so you can try it out for your next trip, and if you decide it's not your thing, you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked.
I mean, how do you not try it?
We'll think you're stupid, but you can return it.
How do you not try it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So to get one... and to get $20 off a suitcase,
boom,
visit awaytravel.com/CLNS and use the promo code CLNS at checkout. Again, for $20 off, go to awaytravel.com/CLNS and use the promo code CLNS at checkout.
Do it, and we'll see you at Mania.
Boom.
With our awesome luggage. So who did you have for worst dressed?
I believe I had Naomi. What is the name of that character that she looked like?
Yo Gabba Gabba?
Go Gabba Gabba.
Oh, I was thinking like a Furby.
No, it looks like some character off of Yo Gabba Gabba.
Gabba.
Yeah.
That was really bad. Eric?
Let's see. Mine was Naomi as well.
Good.
Boom.
Sweep it.
Sweep it. Whipped.
Jake Maverick had the popped collar too, I'm just saying. Mm. With the fucking vomit green jacket. Best dressed.
My girl Becky Lynch, yummy.
I had Mandy Rose.
Mandy looked
really good. She also
looked really good. Alexa looked really good.
Very good.
But Becky looked like fucking like stripper hot.
With
like
the I am the man shirt?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You are the
That's your fantasy.
Yeah.
Put on that I'm a man shirt. Put on that shirt that says I got a dick. Worst acting.
Baron Corbin.
Yeah, he was bad. I had the Usos.
Usos?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Usos?
Yeah.
You had Usos?
Yeah, when they were talking like, hey, man, we always beat each other up, but I think we should be friends. Like, oh, God.
No.
They've done that so many times, too.
I hate that. Right.
All the time.
I had Leo Rush. Yeah. Thankfully, I muted it, though, but I assumed he sucked.
I just didn't want to say him again, but yeah, it's his award now.
Right. Who'd you have for best Becky Lynch?
I had Becky Lynch.
Ooh, this was a tough one.
I had acting.
There was a few good ones, for sure.
I had to go with Becky Lynch on this one.
Becky Lynch for best acting.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
The Stone Cold Becky Lynch Award goes to Stone Cold Becky Lynch.
Yes, doing great. Doing a real good job portraying me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to claim gimmick infringement.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Makes me hard.
Yeah.
When I'm drinking my beer.
As a rock. The Rock.
Hard as The Rock.
Worst comment? Worst comment.
Natalia crying over broken sunglasses.
Yeah, my glasses.
That's a comment.
Yeah, sure.
It is.
I had Renee saying that Apollo's no longer part of Titus Worldwide. He's a free agent.
Right.
What do you mean he's a free agent? Is he not on the show?
The fuck?
He's on the fucking show.
Yeah.
Doesn't make him a free agent.
Renee, we know he's not part of Titus Worldwide because there is no Titus Worldwide.
Now he can sign with any other wrestler that has a company that is managing people.
Right.
On Raw.
On Raw.
Maybe he'll be on the... Oh, no one else does this? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best comment?
I had The Miz when he was talking about Randy Orton.
Okay.
He says, oh, it's just all... awkward or menacing glances and awkward silence. Anyway,
yeah,
that was pretty fun.
I really just had Daniel Bryan and The Miz just going back and forth. You have the next pick. Oh, thank you. Like I just loved it.
I had Becky saying you might be the baddest bitch, but at Survivor Series, I'm gonna make you mine.
All these awards are so Becky heavy.
Cunt. Yeah.
Yum.
The Becky Lynch Awards.
Worst match.
Apollo Jinder.
Riot Squad versus the girls.
That's sure. what I had.
Yeah.
Wasn't even an ending. Super Slow-Mo.
Nia Ember.
Lashley Finn.
I had Nia Ember. Mm. Best match?
Ziggler Elias?
I had Mysterio Cien Almas.
That was good.
Even though we've seen a lot, the Usos and New Day had a lot of good spots.
Man, did we have three calls. Different matches for best match?
We did.
Yeah, there were three.
Must have been a decent week.
There were three good matches this week. Worst move? I got Natty crying.
Natty crying.
Sweep it.
Best move.
The Kofi backwards fall off the top ropes onto the Usos.
That was cool. Eric?
I had Mysterio slide under the rope DDT.
Okay. Mm. Mm, I didn't write one. I'll go with Joe's. I'll go with the Kofi thing.
Oh. Yeah.
Worst moment.
Snapping of the sunglasses. Ending a
broken
match.
Glasses, stop the match.
Yeah,
yeah. So worst dumb. Moment.
So right. dumb.
Sweep it.
Yeah, sweep
Swept.
It.
And best moment, sweep it.
I had Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross.
Nikki is here.
You think she's here to stay, or was this just for the UK?
Fuck!
Don't kill the messenger.
Done.
Damn it, Andrew.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I hope so. But I also kind of don't.
Because
we haven't seen Sanity for months.
I know.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's all for awards, though. So now we can get to breaking news.
All right.
Break it.
We want to break some news.
So Triple H had surgery Tuesday morning after tearing his pec muscle in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. Recovery time is many, many, many months, which puts Triple H in jeopardy of missing his WrestleMania match.
With
probably Batista.
Oh, right.
So, oh, darn.
That might not happen.
Hmm.
Also, the current reality of wrestling champion Rex Andrews is calling out the owner, Booker T, for a match. Booker T even came out and had like a stare down with him. So it looks like Booker T might be coming out of retirement.
Jesus.
For his own wrestling promotion.
Okay, I'll go do it finally. I'll do it.
I will say this. His champion's really good on the mic.
Really?
I watched the video and I watched this interview and he was actually really funny and really cocky and... Mm. Rex Andrews, good on the mic.
All right.
Any other news?
Love the name.
Yeah, it's a good
name.
It'd
be a great name for you.
That's yeah. Any other news? Eric, you got anything?
No.
Okay then, rumor time.
Rumors! Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe.
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God.
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance.
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed.
According to Dirty Sheets, a Saudi
one of the
Saudi Arabian princes is willing to buy WWE for $7 billion. They're also saying that there's a clause in the 10-year, $500 million contract with WWE, stating that if Vince decides to sell within the 10 years, the Saudi prince has the right of first refusal.
Sure, I mean, this is retarded. Why would, when you're worth $1 billion? Why would you sell your love that you created?
That doesn't make any sense. He wants to do XFL?
Yeah. He has money for that.
Okay, yeah, again, I mean, it's a rumor, but yeah. Vince, if you sell this company to Saudi Arabia, I mean, holy shit.
Yeah.
I know.
So holy shit.
Would they get NXT with it?
Yeah, that's WWE.
Yeah, they own the whole thing.
Because there's been rumors that Disney wants to buy WWE. I just hope this clause isn't true in there. And this, oh my god! Although it seems like it could be. I mean,
what is my conspiracy theory?
What's Andrew? That?
That Disney, that they're tanking because Disney is going to buy Raw and SmackDown, and then they're going to keep NXT and make that the best show because it kind of is already.
I don't know, but just again, saying. NXT is not its own company. It's hard to put that in a deal. You know, like, oh, you're going to buy us, but not NXT, this fake company that's attached. That's like buying, WWE, but it's like, yeah, but we'll keep Raw.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how they'll do that.
That's true.
Also, according to Dave Meltzer, Braun is dealing with nagging injuries to his knees. And he said his knees are shot. And if you watch when Braun chased Corbin, he like barely bended his knees. Like he could not run well.
Joey's like, oh, this guy doesn't run. Why would they show him run?
Yeah.
He's watching it with me. I was like,
and there's other footage of him running fine. And it looked really bad.
Right.
So, Eric, you have anything for rumors? That's all I got.
I had a rumor. It was kind of from last week, but I'm not sure if it'll play out. There was a rumor that they were going to do a Team Corbin versus Team Angle,
right,
at Survivor Series.
Yeah,
but the way they have enough people, I could see this working. It's like, who's going to fight Team SmackDown? Team Corbin, Team Angle will fight at Survivor Series. Winner will fight Team SmackDown later that night.
I'm thinking because we already have too many Survivor Series matches as it is.
Right.
I'm thinking Corbin and Angle just fight each other.
Yeah.
For control of Raw at Survivor Series.
You maybe. Think?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know? If anything, it's got to be that.
Right.
And then Angle wins?
You know what? What's weird? I don't even know who I'd root for.
Yeah.
Because Kurt's like a terrible GM. I mean, Baron Corbin's not great, but it's better. I have another son? Holy fuck. Oh, this one's a female. Oh, I have a female superstar. Oh, wow. All my kids are superstars.
I had a crazy...
All my fake kids are superstars.
I had a crazy penis back then.
Man, I was just going raw in every girl I saw.
Jesus.
Going in raw. Any other rumors? Then it's trivia time.
Wow. So, guys, we have Survivor Series coming up.
Wow.
And being the sole survivor is kind of special.
Wow.
So, three times is the record.
Wow.
And two guys have done it.
What are you talking about, record?
To be the sole survivor of a Survivor Series match. So you're the only survivor.
Okay.
Two guys have done it three times. Name those guys.
The Undertaker?
No.
I give up.
John Cena.
Hulk Hogan?
I would have thought Hogan would be on this list, but he is not.
John Cena?
John Cena is not.
Oh, I know one.
Mostly because those guys are probably fighting for their championships.
Yeah. I know one. Dolph Ziggler.
No.
Not three times.
Oh, twice. He did it once. Oh, three times. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ziggler did it once. Three
times. I'll give you a hint. So one was an old school guy that's not around anymore, and one's a guy that's still here.
Is he dead?
Yes. I have to answer the question.
Piper?
No. I don't think he was a face.
One's a guy that's still around.
Yep.
Orton.
Orton is correct.
That's what I was thinking.
Orton's one of them. An old school guy, like 80s.
Yes.
Macho Man?
No.
Junkyard Dog?
Way more obvious than
Andre?
The name she was saying. No.
Okay. Way more obvious.
Sid Vicious?
That's not Wait, obvious.
He's not dead.
He's HBK?
Not, he's not?
Wait, no, Shawn Michaels hasn't. No, Shawn Michaels. No, that's too.
Shawn Michaels that's isn't 80s. Dead.
Yeah, no, he's not dead.
Well, Shawn's we haven't dead. Checked on him since Wait. Crown Jewel.
Wait, he's dead? Oh, that narrows it down like... Oh, wait, no, it doesn't.
Who's a guy who never lost in the 80s and is now dead?
Rick Rude?
Are you serious?
Mr. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Hulk Hogan.
Gee, who's the only guy that they let pin Hogan clean at a WrestleMania?
Oh, Ultimate Warrior. Right.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Derpa, Derpa.
Yeah.
Well, at least I got one of the names, so that means I beat Eric.
No, stop it. I got Ultimate Warrior, so
we
tied.
He laid it up for you.
Tied.
He laid it up.
He still knocked out of the park.
He fucking put the golf ball right next to the hole.
Who gives a shit? It's gone.
And you know who hit it in? Me. High five, Joe.
Eric went, boop. Upstairs.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud. So, what do you say we go to some reviews or fan questions?
The feud continues.
All right.
The feud with the Fiora.
The feud continues. All right, fan question time. Rose Grump, did Vince make Shane, or did Vince give Shane the Best in the World trophy to make up for all the hugs he never gave him as a kid?
Probably.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. 100%.
Yep.
McLovin, if Vince McMahon said that you guys can have complete control of WWE's creative team forever, but only if you let Tom Phillips face fuck one of you for 10 seconds, would you agree? And if yes, who would take the face fucking?
Josh is still on the podcast.
Hey, Josh, you're still on the show. You're taking one from the team, buddy.
Yeah.
You're taking one for the team.
Yeah.
These are the real questions
from
our fans.
Yes.
Real questions.
I think Josh might do it. He's
with
really
real
sure.
answers.
Sure.
He's told me many times he wants me to take over. Oscar Silva, who is on the current SmackDown roster? Who on the current SmackDown roster should face Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania next year? I have a great one. I'm thinking like 29 other men that have like nothing to do at WrestleMania. And they all face Rey Mysterio in like a battle royal.
What?
And the winner gets a trophy with that, Andre the Giant on it.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh no, my wait, God, wait, wait, and he's wait, the smallest wait, guy, wait, of course.
Wait. No. A new battle royal with all the cruiserweights and lightweights, and it's a trophy of Hornswoggle.
Even better.
The Hornswoggle under the bottom rope battle royal.
And he breaks the record for longest time in a battle royal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boom.
Velveeta.
Your answer is Andreas Almas, but that just happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Velveeta Dream, a.k.a. Rito, Pushfire Barry, tear a titty like Hunter, break a ball like X-Pac, or lose your smile like Sean.
Ooh, man.
I mean, if you're legitimately losing your smile, that's not good.
I mean, tearing a titty.
Fire, that's awful. Fire, lose a ball.
Well, he didn't lose a ball. He broke a ball.
Fire, I don't want to break a ball.
Well, I know.
So that's
Barry, tear a titty and push, lose your smile?
Yeah.
So push being depressed?
You can get it back.
Okay.
There's medicine.
Jason Dearham, will Kurt Angle try to qualify for the Raw Survivor Series team as the Conquistador?
Ooh, that's a funny question.
Probably.
But no, because the jig is up.
I hope not.
Josh Reese, are you recording? Are you sure?
We're not.
Shit.
We're not. I mean, we didn't check. That top bar hasn't moved in 20 minutes.
Looks good to me. Looks good to me.
There you go.
Oh. Let's see. Pop Culture Junkie, who is your pick to headline next year's WWE Hall of Fame?
I thought we came up with a good one.
I said Goldberg like way early, and it ended up being Goldberg.
The Rock.
I'm going to say Macho Man.
No, he's in.
I'm going to say Chyna.
She's in.
No, she's not.
I'm just kidding. She's not. Not to headline. You're not going to headline a dead person.
I say The Rock to headline.
The Rock's not in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he inducted his dad.
He put in his dad?
He inducted his dad.
Yeah.
And that's how the Cena-Rock feud started, because they were giving each other shit.
The Rock is not in the Hall of Fame.
He is not.
Oh, what about like Evolution? Put the whole stable in? I don't know.
That's Triple H's first entrance? Maybe Triple H. Yeah, or The Undertaker.
With his torn titty.
Torn titty. Triple H.
Yeah.
Although a lot of the guys are still fighting in their Hall of Famers. Kurt Angle fights.
Kurt did it, yeah. It doesn't happen often, but... Timothy Clausen, what's more annoying, the nonstop commercials for the midterm elections or WWE mentioning that Survivor Series is the one time a year Raw and SmackDown compete? Well, at least the elections are over now.
Yes, true.
So there is that. And then finally, Matthew Alfieri, do you guys think Taz will make the Hall of Fame this year?
No. Who? Taz?
Oh, why would he ever go in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
What did he do in WWE? What did he do? Tell me. Tell me.
He announced.
Or it's because they own ECW? They're not going to put him in for that.
Yeah.
So that's all for fan questions, meaning that's the end of the show.
That's all for this show.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. We have t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for just $19.99. Get yourself a Baller Club.
Baller Club.
We like the one
Club.
We need a new t-shirt.
Yeah, we'll figure one out.
All right.
And you become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling like those awesome 12 people this week joined.
Yeah.
So go and check all that out.
The big W.
And we'll see you guys next week where we're going to be doing Survivor Series predictions. Oh, look. Eric Bliss. Eric Bliss is back.
Get out of my face.
And you get the last word, Eric, because you're the champ.
Last word.
All right, see you guys.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Lashley.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.